This morning is Dwadasi. And today, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas observe a very special celebration. It is called the Panihati Chira Dahi Utsav. I would like to briefly explain the story which is found in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was born in an extremely wealthy and influential family. His father and uncles, their names were Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. They were big landholders. At that time in Bengal, the Nawab Hussein Shah, who was a very powerful Mughal conqueror, had subjugated the entire state. But because Hiranya and Govardhan were giving him so much wealth in the form of taxes, he allowed them in their area, their vicinity, to have complete freedom to rule according to their own desire. And therefore, because they were very sincere devotees of the Lord, Vaishnavism flourished. And Hiranya and Govardhan, they were so charitable that they were for a very large extent supporting financially the Vaishnavas throughout Bengal, including those living in Shantipur and Navadvip Dham. When Raghunath was just a child, the family priest of the name Yadunandan Acharya and his dear friend Balaram Acharya brought him to their very dear friend and Shiksha Guru, Srila Haridas Thakur, who at that time was living in a secluded place chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a minimum of 300,000 times the name of Krishna every day. So you know that association with a sadhu is the most powerful influence and the most precious wealth in a person's life. Sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, sarva sastra koi, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. It is said that even a moment's association with a great sadhu can open the doors to liberation. Therefore, there is nothing so precious in all creation as the opportunity to hear and serve the great devotees. So, from this very early stage of his life, due to the effect of the darshan with Haridas Thakur, he was completely attached to chanting the name of Krishna, and he was completely detached from any material desires for sense gratification or even the slightest comforts of life. When his parents saw this, they became very worried because he happened to be the only son and the only heir to their entire fortune that they worked so hard to acquire. So they got him married to a wife who was beautiful like an angel of the heavens. And they bestowed upon him great wealth and responsibility. But he showed absolutely no attachment to any of those things. Upon hearing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and having his personal darshan in Shantipur, Raghunath fixed his mind on renouncing everything of this world and simply surrendering to the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundar. And he made so many plans to escape from his home. But every time he would leave, his father would hire various detectives and other types of guards, and they would forcibly drag him back. And then he would run away again, trying to reach Jagannath Puri, the holy place where Mahaprabhu was residing. But again they would bring him back. Ultimately, they had almost one dozen guards and Brahmins surveilling him throughout the day and throughout the night. At one time when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the area, he received permission to go to visit him along with the guards who were protecting him. And he fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundar and he prayed that, please my Lord, free me from attachments to this material world and let me forever serve your lotus feet without hindrance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you should go home and you should pretend to be a perfectly attached householder. He said, just like if a woman has a lover besides her own husband, she will do her duties to her husband more attentively than ever before, so he will not suspect anything. But in her heart, she will always be meditating on her paramour. In the same way, you should go and appear to be completely satisfied and attached to material life. So Raghunath did this. And his parents became very satisfied with his behavior. One day, Lord Nityananda came to a nearby place of the name Panihati. And the news came to Raghunathas. And with the permission of his parents and along with many of his guards, he was allowed to go to that place. When he arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the bank of the Ganges on a small hill under a beautiful tree with many of his intimate associates who were all cowherd boys of Krishna's Leela. Lord Balaramji is none other than the first expansion of Lord Sri Krishna, Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachishuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Just as Shyam Sundar appeared as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, similarly Sri Haladhara Balaram appeared as Lord Nityanand. And along with them descended the Gopalas, the cowherd boys of Brajbhumi. So in their transcendental forms they were all sitting together. At that time, Raghunath, he offered obeisances from a distance because he considered himself very low, very fallen, and very materialistic. So it was brought to Lord Nityananda's attention that Raghunath was offering obeisances from a distance. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu personally grabbed him and he said, Raghunath, Das, you are a thief. An honest man will not hide and keep distance. Only a thief will stay a distance away hiding. Raghunath Das fell in Dandavat, prostrated obeisances at the feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And he said, my dear Lord, I am so fallen. I am so sinful. I am completely immersed in material activities and totally attached to sense gratification. Therefore, I feared coming too close to you in my contaminated state. Lord Nityanand replied with a transcendental smile in his beautiful moon-like face, that because you have accepted the position of a thief, you must be punished. And the punishment is, you must arrange a wonderful feast for all my devotees. I want you to get chida and soak it in milk. And I want you to, then take that and mix it with dahi, sugar, and bananas. And I want you to make another patch where you take that chida and you soak it in condensed milk, a special kind of bananas, some ghee, some camphor, and sugar. And I want you to distribute this wonderful prasad to all of the devotees present. So Raghunath became very happy. And he began to arrange big, big barrels to soak the chida, and then barrels to put the chida in the dahi and in the condensed milk. And the news spread throughout Panihati and the neighboring areas, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came, and Raghunath brought all the stocks of dahi and chida from the neighboring towns, and he began to distribute. And everyone was sitting with their clay pots, with chida soaking in dahi. And soon the entire hill that Lord Nityananda was sitting with the tree became covered with people. And the entire bank of the Ganges was filled with people, devotees. And when there was no room even in the Ganges, people were sitting on the rocks in the Ganges. And when there was no room even then, people were standing in the Ganges. And everyone had their clay pots with their chida and dahi. And they were all taking this prasad to their full satisfaction, all chanting, Hariyo! 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 This was such a wonderful, joyous festival. Seeing all the bhaktas having so much pleasure, Lord Nityananda, in his heart, called for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear to join in this wonderful celebration of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, by his bhava, attracted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear in his spiritual body. Only Lord Nityananda, Raghunath Das, and a few others could see this. At that time, Raghava Pandit, he came to the scene and saw this wonderful, joyous festival. Everyone was feasting. He said to Lord Nityananda that today I invited you to my house for prasad and you agreed to come. I have arranged nice prasad for you. Nityananda Prabhu, in great ecstatic love, he said, I am a cowherd boy, and cowherd boys like to sit on bank of river having prasad like this. So Raghunava Pandit, in great joy, he brought all the prasad there and he distributed it to everyone. And then he brought large stock quantities of sweetmeats and began to distribute it to everyone. The festival was such a joyous occasion that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu together under that tree began to take the prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda went to each devotee, and from their plate Lord Nityananda would put a morsel of chipped rice and dahi. Lord Nityananda would put that in Lord Chaitanya's mouth. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would take a portion of that chipped rice and dahi from every Vaishnava's plate and put it in Lord Nityananda's mouth. In this way they were enjoying the company of their devotees to their full satisfaction. And after everyone enjoyed this prasad, they all had wonderful kirtan, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, in the midst of all the bhaktas, began to dance in ecstatic love. After everyone had completed the prasad, Nityananda Prabhu personally arranged that Lord Chaitanya and his own remnants were given to Raghunath Das Goswami. And he took these remnants to his full satisfaction. That evening, there was beautiful Sankirtan at the house of Raghava Pandit. Raghunath Das Goswami, sometime after, approached Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was sitting very majestically, and he fell down flat at the Lord's feet, and with ecstatic love he began to speak. He said, "My dear Lord Nityananda, it is well known amongst all bhaktas that no one can approach Lord Sri Gaurasundar without first receiving your mercy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the original manifestation of the spiritual master. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, no one can approach Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. If Gurudev is pleased, Krishna is pleased. There is nothing else to consider. And if Gurudev is displeased, there is nothing we can do to please Krishna." Raghunath said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "That you know what my situation is. I am so much bound by the attachments of material life that I cannot escape. Please grant me this benediction, for I surrender my life unto you. Grant me the benediction that I may be free from all material desires and all material attachments and receive the full shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu." Lord Nityananda Prabhu asked all the Vaishnavas to bestow their blessings on Raghunath. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally put his own lotus foot on Raghunath Das's head. And he began to speak. He said, "Because you have received the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, all of your desires will be fulfilled. And today, because you have offered such wonderful service to the Vaishnavas, by pleasing them through offering this Chira Dahi Utsav, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in the midst of your feast to take your prasad, to join the kirtan in ecstatic love. Therefore, Raghunath Das, I grant you this benediction, that very soon you will be delivered from the dark well of material existence. You will be the most perfect of all renunciates, and you will, by the mercy of the Lord, be engaged in his own personal service. in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will put you under the care of his most confidential and intimate associate, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And there in the company of the Supreme Lord, you will manifest the perfect qualities of a perfect Vaishnava for all the world to follow. Raghunath Das Goswami knew that the blessings of Sri Nityananda Prabhu was infallible. So after offering obeisance to him and giving Raghava Pandit some wonderful donations to give to Nityananda Prabhu and all the other bhaktas, he returned to his home. And of course, soon after that, by the divine arrangement of the Lord, Raghunath Das was able to go to Sri Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Kshetra, and there, by the blessings of Lord Nityananda, all his desires were fulfilled. He became the assistant to the personal servant of Sri Mahaprabhu, and there for many years he was completely immersed in ecstatic loving service to the Lord. So today is the celebration of this festival, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas throughout the world celebrate by coming together to have wonderful kirtan of the holy name and to accept the prasad of Raghunath Das Goswami, Chira and Dahi. So today in this very holy and auspicious place of Prabhas Kshetra, they have arranged a feast of Chira and Dahi for all the devotees. Yesterday was Pandav Nirjali Kadasi, so I'm sure everyone is very much anxious to accept this auspicious and holy prasad. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take prasad in these feasts, with every morsel they would remember the name of Krishna. And between every morsel they would remember the name of Krishna. And as they were taking this wonderful prasad, they were calling out, Hariyo! 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 We will now return to the guest house to participate in this eternal pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda was the incarnation of Lord Sri Balaramji. So on this most auspicious day of celebrating the glories of Lord Nityananda, we have come to this place. As you remember last night, it was being described how Lord Sri Krishna arranged the Yadu dynasty to engage in a fratricidal war in which they all sent one another back to their eternal abodes. After all of the Yadus had disappeared from the world in Prabhas Kshetra Dham, Krishna was sitting under a banyan tree which was just there. And he was looking over here and he saw Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram was sitting in this place, and from his mouth Sheshanag came in a beautiful white form. And it is described that that Sheshanag returned to his place at Patala Loka, where he upholds all of the universes on the hoods of his head. And Balaramji himself returned to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the place where Lord Sri Balaramji disappeared from this world. But when the Lord disappears, he plunges the devotees in an ocean of separation. Because that separation only brings about a sweeter and deeper ecstatic love when there is again the reunion between the Lord and his bhakta. Shri Balaramji, after leaving this place at Prabhaschetra, returned again in the form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu to distribute in the most merciful way that no other avatar had ever accomplished love of God. Nityananda Prabhu, without discrimination, would go even to the most unworthy and undeserving of all living entities and teach them that you can all attain the perfection of life by simply taking shelter of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In Balaram's Leela we find how he displayed the most super excellent feats of strength. How he killed Pralamba Asura. How he killed the demon Dhenuka Asura. How he, in Hastinapur, when the Kurus had insulted the Yadu dynasty with his plow, he smashed it against the ground and the entire kingdom of Hastinapur was dislocated and he was about to drag it with his plow and throw it in the Ganges. At that time, Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Duryodhana, all the great heroes had to come with folded hands and surrender to the almighty strength of Sri Balaram. And at the time of the Battle of Kurukshetra, Balaram was favorable toward Duryodhana because he was his favorite disciple who he taught how to fight with club. But Krishna was siding with the Pandavas. And if Balaram would have taken sides with the Kurus would have been undefeatable. Therefore, to not go against the will of his brother Sri Krishna by his inconceivable and mysterious transcendental will, he decided to go on pilgrimage instead. And it is described in the Bhagavatam how Lord Balaramji traveled to all the holy places of pilgrimage throughout India. And there was also a time in the Srimad Bhagavatam where it describes after the Battle of Kurukshetra, when Duryodhana was killed by means which were not appropriate to Kshatriya conduct by Bhima, Balaram became very angry. He was about to destroy Bhima and all the Pandavas. And Arjuna, Bhima, although they were undefeatable by any mortals in this world, they knew that simply by Balaram's glance, they would be totally destroyed. And they were wreaked with fear of the anger of Balaramji. And only Krishna himself could pacify Balaram and save the lives of the Pandavas. And of course, Balaramji, in his expansion of an expansion as Sheshanag, is so powerful that on his hoods he is holding all the universes. Gargamuni personally gave him the name Balaram, which means Bala. He is the reservoir of all strength. And he takes great pleasure in displaying this strength. So the same Balaramji appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. But as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he revealed his strength in the most extraordinary way. When Jagai and Madhai smashed him on the head with the earthen pot to try to kill him, these terrible demons caused blood to flow from his beautiful moon-like head. Nityananda Balaram could have destroyed them within a second. But rather, he got up from the ground bleeding, begging them, "Please take the name of Krishna, I forgive you." But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in such anger that his devotee was insulted in this manner, he came to the spot with his Sudarshan Chakra, eyes red like coals, ready to kill these two brothers. And Balaramji, in the form of Sri Nityananda, he did not take his plow to kill them, but rather, Balaramji fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begged him to forgive them. He himself forgave Jagai and Madhai for the offenses and begged that Lord Chaitanya would simply give them love of God. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, their demoniac mentality was killed and they became pure bhaktas, these two most terrible demons. Close to here, there is a place called Raivata Mountain. At this place, one time Balaram was dancing with his beautiful lady associates, singing nice songs and drinking the Varuni beverage. At that time, a terrible, terrible gorilla named Vivida. Vivida was at one time one of the associates of Sugriva and Hanuman, and fought against Ravana on the side of Ram. But due to indulging in materialistic association, he became a terrible demon. In fact, Vivida would go to the places where Brahmins were performing their yajñas, and he would pass stool and urine at that place, and thus contaminate it so it was no longer possible to perform the yajna. He would also kidnap and rape the women of the Brahmin and aristocratic families. And sometimes, just to cause anxiety to others, with his hands, which were so powerful, he would stir the ocean, and the ocean would overflood and drown and inundate villages and towns. Very terrible, powerful demon he had become. And that night, when he heard the beautiful singing of Balaram and the ladies of Dwarka, he came and he began to, in so many ways, insult Balaram's associates by making sounds, kila, kila, and by making very, very offensive gestures with his face and his eyebrows. And he was even showing the private parts of his body to these young girls. And then he took the Varuni of Balaram and drank it himself. He was causing such a commotion. Ultimately, with his strong fists, he tried to kill Balaramji. Balaramji hit him on the head, and blood started coming out. It looked like liquid manganese flowing from a mountain. Then Vavida picked up a giant tree, trimmed it of all of its branches, and went to smash Balaram with it. But Balaram with his club easily destroyed the tree. Then he took another tree and another tree and another tree until all the trees in the entire forest were gone. Then he began to pick up huge, gigantic boulders of rock and hurl them at Balaram. But with Balaram's club, he pulverized them like sand. And after there was nothing else he can hold on to, with his mighty fists he began to beat on Balaram. And Balaram very gently with his hand struck him in the collarbone, and Vavida Gorilla fell to the ground dead. So this is the power of Sri Balaramji. Infinite, inconceivable, supreme power. But in the form of Lord Nityananda, he revealed a power greater than the strength he had ever revealed before. The power of his forgiveness and the power of his mercy. The power of his love. Where he killed the demoniac consciousness and transformed these demons into great devotees of the Lord. So although Lord Sri Baladev disappeared from this world here, he appeared in his most wonderful, powerful, magnanimous of all forms to distribute the holy name of Krishna. Because all the power, all the glory of God is within his name. And the weapon of the holy name is what Lord Nityananda came armed with. And he has left that wonderful ashtra of Harinam, and he has entrusted it to all of his devotees to distribute throughout the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So let us now offer our sincere and humble obeisances to Sri Balaramji. And then we will go to these places of Lord Sri Krishna's disappearance. And for a few minutes we will sit in silent prayer. Then we will return to the buses.